USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The ground has shook again in Southern California. The 7.1 quake was centered northeast of Los Angeles. Kern County was hit by a 6.4 quake on the 4th of July. In Los Angeles, Mayor Eric Garcetti.
So far, no reports of any significant or catastrophic damage. We do have about 1,200 customers without power in the Sherman Oaks Valley Glen area, San Fernando Valley.
California's Governor Gavin Newsom is asking President Trump for federal help. Mark Ghilarducci is director of the Governor's Office of Emergency Services.
His priorities right now for medical support and for firefighting and for emergency power.
Seismologist Lucy Jones with Caltech and the Geological Survey says more aftershocks will happen.
This is an earthquake sequence. It will be ongoing.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Before he left the White House for the weekend, President Trump disputed claims that some of the border detention facilities were in a crisis state, overcrowded and filthy with not enough supplies.
I've seen some of those places and they are run beautifully. They're clean, they're good.
He also said the detention cells are overcrowded because the Democrats won't allow him to close loopholes for asylum seekers. Salt Lake City police say they now have positively identified the charred remains they found as those of Mackenzie Lewick, the college student who disappeared on June 17th. Police Chief Mike Brown speaks about her family.
Despite their grief, we hope this will help them find some closure and justice for Mackenzie.
Lewick's body was found in a canyon about 85 miles from Salt Lake City. Some remains were found in the backyard of the man police arrested last week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The government jobs report for June shows a job creation rebound, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
The Labor Department says the U.S. economy added around 224,000 new jobs in June. That's a bounce back from May's weak 75,000 jobs performance. Analysts were expecting growth this time of only about 165,000 new jobs. While jobs increased, so did the unemployment rate. The rate rising to 3.7% in June after holding at 3.6% for several months. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump is still working on ideas to get the citizenship question on the census. With more on the story, here's USA's John Hunt.
Lawyers for the Department of Justice told a federal judge in Maryland that the Trump administration will continue to explore their options in adding the citizenship question to the 2020 census, but made no mention of a potential executive order being considered by the White House. Earlier in the day, Donald Trump said he's considering those options.
We'll see what happens. We could also add an addition on so we can start the printing now and maybe do an addendum after we get a positive decision. So we're working in a lot of things, including an executive order.
After the court's filing, the Justice Department said the administration continues to reevaluate all available options. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.